This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. On CBS Sports Network, you have a giant Norwegian cruise line ship coming into port here. And as I mentioned before, Netflix was trying to take down the cruise line industry somehow, some way, with Poop Cruise and also Where Is Amy Bradley. But I think that's quieted down a little bit, and more people are enjoying cruises now than
Than ever before. Yes.
Well, gotta love a cruise, right?
Maybe a cruise line can take down Netflix somehow.
No, nobody's taking down Netflix.
No. By the way, I was thinking about this Giancarlo Stanton stuff. You know, he did start the season with the bad elbows.
He did two bad elbows.
Yeah,
that's right.
Are these bad elbows still a thing?
Well, we hadn't heard a thing about it when he came back and he was hitting, and nobody said anything about the elbows.
But now he's got a throw and he was playing the field, and maybe there's general soreness in the elbows.
Yeah, it could be a possibility. I mean, I when you're talking about Giancarlo Stanton and injuries, you can't rule anything out. Like, legitimately, nothing you can rule out.
It's amazing, but he is like he's built like Adonis.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe he's built too big. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, these are the things we've talked about with him, with the muscle and the tightness and how this happens. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
No, I tell Yankee fans all the time, and I continue to say this, that, you know, they have a two-game series at Tampa, then they got the Boston Red Sox, and then they got Washington. And you look at the last 13 games on their schedule, I mean, they play the dreck of the NFL, Major League Baseball.
Got to stack some wins.
Yeah, I mean, the last 13 games, the last 2 weeks of the season, I mean, they're playing the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that means anything other than the fact that, you know, they're not going to be playing the Red Sox. They're not going to be, you know, they're going to play the Orioles. I think they play the White Sox in there. I think they got Minnesota in there.
Yeah, I mean, when these teams, well, one thing we've noticed about both the Mets and the Yankees, when they're playing well themselves, the opponent doesn't matter. When they're playing bad, the opponent doesn't matter. So it's like we've seen the Mets get swept by the Pirates. We saw the Yankees. Who did they get swept by when you came in? It was horrible. Well, the Marlins, right? We've seen them lose to these bad teams.
It's I know.
I mean, the Mets and the Yankees are in control of their destiny and the fact that they're both very, very good, both very talented. When they play up to their potential, they could beat anybody. When they don't, they lose to everybody.
Now, I'd say the Mets have a little bit tougher schedule.
Much tougher. I mean, they've got the Cubs. They've got the Padres in September.
By the way, the Padres just got swept by the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, these things.
So they come back to earth a little bit, meaning that all these teams at some point, you know, they're not only going to be on 10-game winning streaks like the Brewers just ended their 14-game winning streak. And there's a lot of screaming and yelling going on and about individual performances. You know, last night we finally saw the Soto shuffle because he wanted to do it for the kids.
Oh, the kids were yelling for it, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, like, Maybe that gets him a little bit happier in a better mood. Maybe he smiles a little bit more. I don't know what he was doing with his pants last night.
Yeah,
I don't know what that look was.
Yeah, a little. It looked a little awkward, but you know he does what he does. He doesn't care. It's fashion forward.
I guess he is.
He's a fashion forward guy. But yeah, I think the biggest thing that you could point to that could align with the Mets' success is the fact that Francisco Lindor is hitting again and hitting consistently. And if that happens, as he goes, they go for most of the time. So that is a great thing to see. But
you know, this, it's got to, they're not out of the woods because they won a couple games against the Mariners.
No, of course not. I mean, but it feels a little bit better today.
Oh, hell of a lot better.
You know, had they lost the game last night, I mean, let's face it, both of these teams, you know, it seems like Yankees are coming out of their funk a little bit. So, you know, hopefully it continues that way. But I do look at their schedule and I say, look, man, if they don't make it, then people should be fired. Let's wait until we get to the end of the season and we see how everything plays out and see how they play against that in those last 13 games, because that's really where it's all going to be decided, I think, for them.
Yeah, I mean, if they, I mean, the Yankees and how far they go in the postseason, if they, you know, miss the postseason, go, you know, early exit, whatever it is, I mean, there's going to be a lot of clamoring for people to be fired. But for the Mets, if they miss the postseason, so there has to be at least a couple of lambs, because this will be as disappointing a season as they've ever had.
You have $700 million invested in two baseball teams, okay? And both teams are, you know, come into this season with sky-high expectations. Who's running the Brewers, by the way? That's the guy we need to get.
Oh, well, I used to know, I mean, Stearns used to run the Brewers.
Yeah, but who's running it now? Maybe he's the guy.
Yeah, I forget who's running it now. But yeah, maybe he's the next guy.
You never know who the next guy is, right?
Yeah.
That's how tenuous a situation general managers and team presidents and people who come over with these lofty expectations because they were able to do it in small markets, and now you're here. And, you know, a lot of his, let's face it, a lot of his decisions have not worked out this year.
No, they especially with the pitching. Yeah, I mean, that's really been the biggest one. But as we know, make it into the playoffs. Whatever happens, happens. All that stuff that we say from the beginning of the freaking year over and over and over again. But Jerry and I said it last week that really the only thing, because if you just looked at all the facts and all the stats and what the, where the Mets were, you couldn't project them figuring it out and making it to the postseason and making a run. Like, the only thing you can hang your hat on is the fact that you can't predict the future, and there's many examples of teams going from being terrible for a month and then just catching fire and being great for a month with no explanation. That's really what you're banking on. So maybe this is the start of something. I don't know if you saw, because you were away, big BT firestorm, everybody coming after him. You see this? For what he said about Juan Soto?
Oh, the age thing?
Yeah.
Goes, yeah, I did see that.
Youthful exuberance or joyful youth thing. I mean, he, first of all,
he's not
the only person who has said that. Like, everybody was acting as that was the first time anybody has ever said that about Juan Soto. People have implied that for years.
You know, BT is all over the place. One minute he's all jacked up and we're going to win, and the next minute, you know, the team suck, and this guy's 40 years old. He's not 27. I mean, like, you know.
I don't think he said he's 40.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, how old is he? Like, that was not a question last year, and now all of a sudden it is a question. He's all over the place, and I don't want to berate him for his opinions of such, but I think we know how much of a hardcore Yankee fan he is.
Mm. You think this is Yankee driven?
Well, I mean, when you're talking about a 15-year contract with a guy that you don't believe is his age,
yeah,
that's Yankee driven to me.
And there's, like, there's absolutely...
And it doesn't, like, upset me at all. I mean, as a Met fan, I don't really care what he thinks about my team.
Yeah, I mean, I like listening to those guys, and I'm interested in what they have to say, for sure. I mean,
you want to know your OPS stats.
Yeah.
You get them right there.
Yeah, your whiff rate and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that Juan Soto is the age that he is, but, like, let's say he has, like, a really bad year next year, and Steve Cohen's like, I want to see if we could test for his age.
Oh, come on, stop.
I'm just hypothetically having fun.
Yeah, but I know you
are. Hold on, I'm just hypothetically having fun. Is there a way to do that? Is there a way where you could, it's like a, like, you know, you can, like, cut into a tree and you see how many rings there are? You can tell how old it is. Like, is there a human test, like a blood test that can tell you exactly how old someone is? I know they do things like, oh, your heart is like that of a 20-year-old when you're 40 or something, or maybe vice versa if you're unhealthy.
Here's what I have to say to that question that you're asking.
Yeah?
Eddie?
I know the teeth can tell you a lot, but I don't think it's exact.
Yeah, but are his teeth redone? Like, does he have caps or anything?
No, he's got his original
teeth. How do you know that?
Because they look like original teeth.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen fake teeth, and I feel like these are original teeth.
Well, I mean, Rex Ryan's got beautiful teeth.
Yeah, but we know that those are fake teeth.
Yeah, because he didn't have beautiful teeth when he arrived, and then he went on TV and he got new teeth.
I don't think I'm, listen, I'm pretty confident you can look. You've seen them all year. You saw them last year. I'm pretty sure those are his original teeth. They just look like original teeth.
Yeah, I don't know if they're, you know, I wanted him 4 years ago when he didn't cost this much.
I understand. But I just, so let's, like when you say not exact, not exact to the month, or like do they do like between a 3 year?
Yeah, I would guess it's more in that range.
That's just fascinating to me. I know it'll never happen. I do believe Juan Soto is his age. I'm not saying he's not. I just like, but just think in a crazy world for a second, because you know how you pay a guy all that money. Yeah. If you're Steve Cohen, who gets everything he always wants all the time, and Juan Soto has a bad year, and then there's like more whispers about him being older. Can't you see him like hiring somebody to like grab his coffee cup and take his DNA and see how old he is?
You have to remember the reason he signed Juan Soto was not only to help maybe the Mets go to the World Championship, but also because of what he's trying to do with Metropolitan Park.
I understand. I've said it all.
He had to be a serious player. And he showed his fan base. He showed the city. He showed everybody that City Place is the place to be, because he signed what he thought was to be the best player in baseball. It's not like he's had a really terrible year. He's had a really... But for him, like, the expectations are so high.
Well,
like, I would... Like, if you told me that these were Vientos' numbers or Nimmo's numbers or McNeil's numbers, I'd be thrilled. Like, they'd be having all-star years.
Yeah, of course. But those guys aren't getting paid more than anybody in the history of the game.
That's true. And the problem is the runners in scoring position, that issues that the Mets have created for
23
themselves.
Out of his 30 homers solo.
Okay, I don't know what you want me to do. He's hitting, you know, he's trying to
hit
home runs.
I don't want you to do anything. I'm just furthering the conversation. That's all.
Right, I'm just trying to tell you.
I'm not asking you to do anything.
I mean, I'd like for him to hit home runs when people are on base, of course.
Well, I mean, I want to talk about...
Tell me about the home runs that came when the Mets were up 8-1.
Yeah, those. I mean,
those are the ones that I don't really count. If the game is on the line and it's within a run or two and he's in the middle of it and he hits a solo home run, that's a clutch moment for me.
Yeah. Do you think, like, if we had a doctor come in and look at Al, he'd get within 5 years of Al's age?
I mean, he could just look at Al.
But I'm saying, like,
I mean, that's the thing. I think that maybe that's what Brandon's talking about. Like, I look at Al, I see a 50-year-old.
See, I don't.
I do.
So you were 56 now?
I will be next month, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I see. When I see him put up all of his little videos and everything, I say, that guy's over 50. Closing in on 60.
This is what I'm... No, he does not look like that.
Why? Because he's skinny?
No, and he... Not just that.
What does Eddie look like?
Eddie looks like his age.
Why?
Because he doesn't live his life the way that Al does.
I was just looking, though. They also sometimes will look at bone density. Mm. And in that case, they would have me much older.
That's right. Your bone density sucks.
It does.
He has really bad bone. You know this.
Well, yeah. Bones of a grandmother. Osteoporosis from all the years of the antacids he was taking. He could sue that and his hernia mesh. He's got two big-time lawsuits just waiting out there if he'd like to pursue them.
D'Agostino.
Law. What? Anyway,
yeah.
But I think most doctors would look at Al and say 48 to 51.
No way.
Yes. Why
I'm not
no
a doctor.
Way?
I say 54 to 60.
But you know
60.
What are you talking about? Al looks so much younger than his age.
You're just saying that because he's thin.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. And,
God.
The clothes that he wears.
Summers is thin. He looks like he's been dead for 15 years.
Yeah, because he smokes.
Right.
Al barely drinks.
So that's not just thin. It's the way, it's everything else. It's the ingredients, all that stuff. He looks younger than he is.
Al barely drinks unless it's the wine that we had out there at Pebble Beach. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was a rough one.
I mean.
What's the problem with wine? They just keep refilling your glass.
Well, they do a very good job of upselling at Pebble Beach. So it's very good for them because they're trying to create as much business. And if you're not saying no, they're just going to keep coming.
Yeah.
And, man, I had this. I think I took a picture of the wine that Al loved. I was going to get him a case.
It was called Lucia.
Do not get me a case of that.
Yeah. Yes, I'm getting you a case of that, Al.
The reason I remember that is that's my sister-in-law's name, Lucia. You know, the one who mother-in-law thought.
Is that the naked sister-in-law?
Yes, and the one that my mother-in-law thought had torn her labia. It was her labrum. That's the naked sister.
Oh, that's the naked
yeah,
sister.
Yeah, so I see Lucia. I actually sent a picture to Gina. I said, oh, look at that. It was Lucia wine here.
And I don't know if Al loved it so much as he was already over the point of, you know, no return.
So
yeah, those two, all those beers prior. It was a bad combination.
Well, it was
four
a bad
beers
combination.
On
a great,
the patio.
Had a great time.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of psychology that goes into all of that, and something that I've experienced myself, where like the happiest sometimes I am is it a social environment with dad with a bunch of drinks, and then. Like, then it's just unfortunate because the next day you feel like crap, but then you were having such a good time. And I mean, the widespread personality, like Al Duke's graph from that night to the next night, I mean, was incredible. I mean, you're talking about the happiest, funniest, most engaging, smiling ear to ear for hours at that table to the next night. Begging the staff to put the fire on at the table, going, this state is crazy. Who eats outside in 58 degrees? I mean, this is just like, hello.
You know, I mean, you are such a party pooper that night. But anyway, yeah, Lucia by Pisoni.
Pisoni?
Yeah.
Yeah. Al on Monday was Lucia. On Tuesday was Pisoni.
Yeah, man, that 2022 Lucia.
Yeah.
Oh, you were all over that.
Yeah, listen, I had a great...
You were telling Nicole that you need to do this, you need to... You wouldn't shut up.
Oh, I was giving career advice to everybody.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was funny because that... So Nicole works for Scratch, is in her early 30s and getting going with her career and doing some on-camera stuff, social media... So you were giving, doling out career advice to everybody over there at Scratch, and that had an effect on her because the next day she actually, like, did a take of something and then wanted to do another one because she goes, you know, Al Duke says I should do more. I swear to God.
I was also fascinated that both Nicole and I forget the other golfer that was
Ian,
that they could both beat Boomer in golf if we weren't counting handicaps.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they're also very young, you know. That's the other thing.
Well, she is a 5 and played at Iowa.
Yeah.
He's a plus 1. I think he just plays golf all the time. He's
a member at Sawgrass down
there
in Jacksonville.
Yeah. So, that's why you have a handicap system.
So everybody can...
And by the way, some of those holes, I didn't need my handicap.
True.
Just saying.
No, I know. Well,
so all I'm saying.
Ian had a little bit of a tough time.
Well, I don't care about Ian. I'm just worried about me. Oh. Ian does what he has to do. I have to do what I have to do.
I'm just saying I'm just talking about the trip a little bit. I know Ian had, by his own admittance, he plays very, very well, but with the cameras on, a little bit of a choke spot for him. A little bit. He said it. I didn't say it. He said it.
Yeah, I didn't hear that conversation. I would never say that about somebody.
Oh, sure you wouldn't. Yeah, right. Okay, sure you wouldn't.
I tell you, don't touch the money. Respect the opponent.
We won already.
I know that, but still.
I didn't touch the money. I touched the money.
Even more so now to show respect to
the he's a great golfer. All I did was give him props the whole time. But he did not play up to his ability because of the cap.
All right, well, speaking of that, we do have our 6 Ryder Cup members that were decided yesterday, and your boy Scotty was unbelievable, amazing chip shots. I mean, it's Tiger-esque, but he doesn't have the personality.
No, certainly not.
He's like Daniel Jones to Jackson Dart.
Yeah, yes. He's like if Daniel Jones were the greatest quarterback to ever live, is what Scotty Scheffler sort of happening right now.
Yes,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long.
Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo is here. He's got some good audio and recap for us. So get right to him. What's up, Chris?
All right, sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball, trademarks used with permission. The way things have been going for Mets pitching recently, you kind of had to hold your breath again last night. They're up 3-1, top of the fourth, bases loaded, couple outs, a run already in. Clay Holmes on the mound.
Swung on, popped up. Shallow center, Mullins in, Lindor out, waving everybody off. Lindor makes the hat-high catch for the final out in the fourth.
Pat McCarthy, Odyssey Mets Radio, as Holmes escaped further damage, having allowed a run in the inning already. So then you fast forward to the bottom of the fifth. You get the Mark Vientos three-run homer, followed by a Francisco Lindor RBI double, which gave the Mets all some breathing room on their way to a 7-3 win over the Mariners. They take the rubber game from Seattle in the Little League Classic from Williamsport. Here's Vientos. Different kind of season for him, obviously. Not as productive, not as much playing time. He's not playing every day. Piecemeal between him and Beatty, Mauricio, a little Acuna mixed in. You got to stay ready.
I think I take every day like I'm starting and prepare like I'm coming in the game whenever the team needs me.
Yeah, he came through in this one, and overall, you had a very relieved Carlos Mendoza after the game, a much-needed series win.
Is that 3 weeks? it feels good. It feels good. But again, one day at a time mentality. We need to start winning series. We know we're good. He's been rough.
It's not all good news, though. Francisco Alvarez eventually left this game after suffering a thumb injury, sliding headfirst into second base with his second double. He's got an MRI coming today, and it is a guy with a history of hand issues.
Concerning. I'm not going to lie, you know, because that's, what, the third time? But I'm not going to sit here and speculate because we don't know what we're dealing with.
Well, a little wait and see. They do have the day off today, so we'll get the MRI done, see what the results say. They've got a series in D.C. with the Nationals beginning tomorrow night. Couple of other things, kind of funny graphic. ESPN had the broadcast last night, and Pete Alonso's up there, and they got the stats and everything. And at the bottom, sometimes they'll do with the Little Leaguers. They've got the would love to meet colon. Did you see who he selected for his would love to meet?
I know. I missed that part of it.
He went Jimi Hendrix, which somebody said, got some bad news for you, Pete. So, you
know. Was it a dead or alive thing, though?
It just said, would love to meet.
Okay.
Jimi Hendrix.
So Pete's got to know that Jimi Hendrix is dead.
I know that, yes, but it was kind of funny to see the graphic and then the person's response, you know? You join us with your mic.
Oh.
All right, relax. First day back. Maybe he took it as if, like, anybody in history, like,
yes,
who would you have liked to have met?
But they'll usually hit you with the, you know, three dinner guests, dead or alive situation. Sure, yes. This just said, would love to meet. So it still works, but I think
that's a good one, though.
Kind of funny the way
he's on. Right? He's on my, like, top 10.
There you go.
I always love Jimi Hendrix.
Very nice. All right, I know you guys brought it up. Here is the BT audio from Friday. He was hosting solo, talking Juan Soto, and again, on the length of the contract, the price of the contract, even said he wouldn't want him on the Yankees anymore. current Mets contract or even what the Yankees offered in the winter, more of like a relieved that it didn't happen situation. So he explained and then also questioned.
But 15 years of this? Honestly, does he look 26? Does he? No, I'm being honest.
Are you doing the old Albert Pujols?
I shouldn't even start this. He's just going to get me in trouble. But does he look 26? When you're 26, you still have a youthful glow.
Is there a pinkish hue?
A pinkish hue?
Yes, a rosy glow. There's a hue.
Yeah, so he would continue and double down.
In my own mind, while I don't know for sure, I think that there's a good chance. I'm digging this hole deeper. I think that there's a chance, a good chance he's not 26. I'll say it, whatever.
So that definitely got some blowback over the weekend, social media, last night and all that.
I mean, is it based on anything but looks? Is that really, or is there, that would be my question.
Well, I think it also, well, if I had to guess, it's probably where he's from. You know, how accurate are the birth certificates? Is this a Danny Almonte situation?
Right.
You know, the whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, but to me, I felt like he came up when he was 18 years old.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a young kid, and he just knocked
the
socks off.
What is this pick? This right here, Stephen Waldron. Who put that up there? Had to be a Yankee fan to put this picture up. Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. You there this week?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Who chose that picture of all pictures with Juan Soto, where he had the bitter beer face from those commercials many years ago?
Something we had in the system.
Yeah, in the system. Well, who put it in the system? I mean, that's a Yankee fan had to put that up.
That's a Yankee fan who put that in there. Maybe Brandon put that in there.
Ingested by a Yankee fan.
What?
It doesn't say ingested by a Yankee fan.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, we know the answer because of that. I mean, you want to talk about youthful glow. That's the exact opposite.
He is smiling. You know, could be worse.
He looked like he was grimacing, not smiling.
No, that's a smile. That's definitely a smile.
That was a grimace spot.
That's a smile. Yeah. Okay. Not the best smile ever, but it is a smile.
And by looking at his teeth, how old do you think he is?
I think he's how old as he says he is. Because, I mean, I don't know. If you're questioning him because of the Dominican, then are you questioning every player that came out of the Dominican?
Yeah.
What about him?
I will say, at the end of that clip, I didn't include it. Pete Hoffman did say, and by the way, I feel like there's not just Soto, there's a lot of this that goes on in baseball. And PT said 100% agree. So not specific to Soto.
But they just can't point to anything other than Danny Almonte.
there you go. That's a better look for Soto right there. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
It's better than the last one, but still not a great one.
No?
I do agree with BT, but I don't think it's going to go 15 years because I think if Juan Soto does what Juan Soto thinks he can do over the next 5 years, he'll opt out.
And you think Mets will let him go and not do that thing where they have the option to tack on, I think they raise his, AAV to like $50 million a year to keep him?
I mean, at that time, things can change. Yeah. I mean, he may want a change of, scenery. Who knows? I mean, but if he goes on to do what everybody expects him to do, then you have to believe that he would opt out.
Yeah. A couple of interesting takes from our hosts here last week. You had that from BT, and then you also had Evan Roberts championing Alex Rodriguez as the next Yankees manager, which was interesting.
He does realize that they bought the Timberwolves, right?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, and A-Rod's going to sit in the dugout for 162 games.
In uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on.
A-Rod's an interesting cat, man. You never know. Does love baseball.
He's going to sit in a dugout for first of all, he's going to show up for spring training.
Right.
So that ruins the yachts and everything else. And then he's going to sit in a dugout for 162 games.
I think the least believable part of it is if you subscribe to the fact that Brian Cashman's going to be here for the rest of his life. The exact type of manager that Brian Cashman doesn't want is a superstar celebrity.
Can't see that marriage ever.
But I like the hot take because it creates a lot of discussion and viral moments.
Sure does.
Which I think Evan was probably going for.
Mm. Potentially.
Yes. Yankees Cardinals were tied at 4, top 9, with the Yanks trying to finish up a 3-game sweep in St. Louis yesterday. They got a couple of runs in on fielder's choices, and then Paul Goldschmidt capped the scoring with an RBI double. It was his second two-bagger of the game, 3-for-5 at the plate. facing his former team in an 8-4 Yankees victory. Good time for a rally, and he is our thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrive Well Infusion.
We found a few holes there, found some in the second half of the game. You know, didn't even hit the ball quite as hard, but, you know, it was a good win. We just kept, you know, trying to add on, and, you know, right there in the ninth was big because, you know, if they were the bottom half, a chance for a walk-off with this weather, you never know what can happen.
Goldschmidt, our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrive Well, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit thrivewellinfusion.com. Jose Caballero knocked in a run in this game. He started at shortstop, which ended a run of 46 in a row for Anthony Volpe.
Which I think is, this is one of the reasons why you go get Caballero.
Yes.
Give Volpe a break.
Well, he also was 0 for 9 with 4 strikeouts Friday and Saturday.
Right, so you give him a break, you give him a couple days off, which he hasn't had, what, since really he took over.
Yeah, he's been an everyday player. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
No one at that game.
No. God. But they, those who were there did give Goldschmidt a nice hand.
I mean, everybody said, oh, the Cardinal fans are the best fans of baseball. Okay. Yeah. I mean, they were 500 going into the series, weren't they? Weren't they 61 and 61 going into the series?
Mm-hmm.
Where is everybody?
Not sure. I don't know what else was happening in Missouri, in St. Louis yesterday.
And what else could have been happening? Nelly performing under the arch? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. Obviously,
the Cardinals fans, the best fan in baseball.
Plenty of sunshine there yesterday. I don't know. Was it super hot, perhaps? In any event, Yankees get the win. Will Warren, 4 2/3 of 3-run ball, but only one of those earned. Bullpen got them home with Tim Hill and Luke Weaver covering the final 8 outs. Weaver credited with the win. He got 5 of them. Yanks are off today. They're off to Tampa now for 2 with the Rays. They are 3.5 games clear of the Guardians for the top wild card spot in the American League. Real quick, Aaron Boone adjacent, if you will. Not even sure who or what he's talking about here post-game, but an interesting exchange with a reporter, sort of.
Sometimes, you know, it comes to guys later. Did I spit on you?
No.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes it comes later, you know, in your career. Sometimes guys come and ascend right away. There's no one way.
Hopefully.
Wow.
Didn't spit on that reporter there.
That's all. Did I spit on you? No. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, they do chew a lot of sunflower seeds. Maybe it was a sunflower seed shell or something that came out
gum,
of his mouth.
You know, they like the gum. That I think Boone's a big gum guy in the
he's always chewing something, that guy.
Gum, yeah. Seeds, both.
I get that, like, a little bit. If I chew a lot of gum, a lot of lockjaw.
Yeah.
It's on,
can't have that.
Can't be doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Good. No. Nope. Let me give you a little football before I go. Here was Brian Daboll talking Jackson Dart off the rookie's impressive performance in Saturday's preseason game against the Jets. Pretty much good stuff so far for Dart, both in training camp and in the 2 preseason games.
Yeah, he's still got a lot to learn. But he's growing every day. Like I said, it's why we drafted him. Spent a lot of time with him. Have a lot of confidence in the young man. He's done a good job for us since he's been here in every area you could do.
And that's that last part where he kind of
emphasizes.
And
then the thing about it is, like, when you watch some of these throws that he's making, these are all easy throws, and they're drawn up for him to be successful, and he's making those throws.
He's been accurate. He's been decisive.
And he's been, you know, just like even like a little screen pass.
Mm-hmm.
Just bait the defensive end and throw it over the top of him.
Nice touch, too.
Yeah, exactly. So these are all the things that you should be happy about if you're a Giant fan. Just don't get over your skis. Expect him to be Jaden Daniels right out of the gate.
It's interesting you mention that because our guy Sean Marash has definitely gotten out over his skis already here. A little sampling for you from his BetMGM show on the weekend with our guy Pat Boyle.
Am I seeing this correctly? Are other people seeing what I'm seeing right now? It's not just me in La La delusional world. This is a safe space. Yes, it is. Here's your hot take. The Giants are going to play in multiple Super Bowls with Jackson Dart as their quarterback.
Oh. Took it a step further, too.
I don't know if he'll be the best quarterback in the league besides Patrick Mahomes, but I know that he's good enough. He shouldn't start week one. But, Pat, this Jackson Dart fever that is taking over the NFL preseason, it's real and it's spectacular, buddy.
Loves to get ahead of himself, doesn't he?
I mean, is it taking over the NFL preseason? I mean, is there just like Giant fans that are excited?
Well, there are a couple. I mean, some of the national guys have definitely noted how well he's played in the preseason.
Noted it too, but it's like you got to take it with a grain of salt and realize that it is early.
Yes.
It's backups. It's easy plays. He's making those. He's answering the questions the right way with the media. He carries himself the way that you would want a quarterback to carry himself. Mm-hmm. He's got a little pizzazz personality, which is good. I mean, you know, and you know, this little touchdown pass.
I love that.
Yeah, but there's no pass rush.
I understand, but what I loved about it was the fake. They had run that earlier in the game, the little toss sweep there, a nice ball fake, lets the tight end come open the middle. Of course,
and conversely, on the Jet defense, it's like, hey, we've already seen this play. What the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Again, it's backup players that are most likely not going to be on the team. Mm. So, again, it's great. He looks good. He's throwing well. He's on the path to success. Let's put it that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Want to join the show? 888-808-1019. So the Jets and the Giants over the weekend, and the Giants definitely the fan base excited, invigorated by some of the things that they saw. The Jet fan base, not so much. But I did see two former Super Bowl champions on a podcast that both had strong takes about the Giants over-under number and what it was going to be over or under.
I bet you it's over.
And you'd be betting right.
Yes.
And significantly over.
Now, who are these Super Bowl champions? Are they former Giants? Because you have to throw
that. Nope.
Okay, if they're not former Giants now you're talking about something.
But
okay,
they are former Brian Daboll guys. And it's Gronk and Edelman.
Okay.
And so Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman on a podcast said that both of them said that the Giants will win 8 or 9 games, and that Gronk would have set the line at 8.5 if he were Vegas. Now, Gronk's kind of, are we taking him like as a smart football guy, or we're just going to take him as like a doofus? Because there's two versions of him.
No, he's not a doofus. But when it comes to football.
But you know what I mean, though. Yes. Like there's the Gronk that's like,
the doofus Gronk, and there's the Gronk who's the Super Bowl champion.
Well, he
so.
Plays sometimes to the doofus Gronk. I understand that, but I think this in this case he is serious, and I think, yes, he does know Daboll. He played for Daboll, and he so did Julian Edelman. I think those guys know exactly what they're talking about. I just said to you, what did I just say to you in the break? I wouldn't be surprised.
Hate the New York City Council?
Yeah, that too.
Oh.
I would not be surprised, you know, if the Giants play well in week one and week two. And I think if they don't.
Yeah.
That's when the Jackson Dart stuff is going to start happening. And the Jackson Dart stuff, if they don't, like, if they're not like 3-2 or 2-3 or, you know, if they are 0-4 or something like that, because they have four tough games. Could be week five at New Orleans that you would see Jackson Dart. And the only reason I say that is just simply because then what do you have the first round draft pick there for? You have them there to play. As long as your veteran is playing well and you're winning and he's not turning the ball over, then he's going to stay out there.
But I mean, he has to be ready too. That's the other thing. We're just assuming that Brian Daboll is going to say, all right, it's time for him to play. It's going to do more good than harm to him. At this point in the season,
you know, the only reason I got to play in year two of my career is that the owner of the team, Paul Brown, went to the coach and said, put Boomer in. I think at that time I was still the third string quarterback on the team, and I leapfrogged the number two guy
because of what he saw in the preseason or practice.
Yes, and because it seemed like, you know, the team was flat
and it needed a I mean, certainly that would be a reason why if the offense was flat and the defense was playing well. And I mean, it's all going to be what happens in practice.
Well,
right?
I mean, like this, but yes, because he's being evaluated and everything. But there's like 10 teams that know their quarterbacks, and that's who they are. No matter what happens, as long as they don't get hurt, they're playing 17 games. Everybody else, there's a thing out there. There's a mix. There's like what happens here, what goes on there, like. And the Giants are in that kind of mix. They do have a starting quarterback for sure in Russell Wilson. And if Russell plays the way Russell plays, the Giants will have a chance in the fourth quarter every single one of these games. And then it's going to be, you know, it's got to be clutch Russell Wilson in the fourth quarter to win these games against some of these younger quarterbacks. But if that's not the case and they end up losing, then all the things change quickly in the NFL. Decisions come quickly at these coaches. And now all of a sudden the owner could walk in there and go, you know what? I don't need to see this. I've seen enough of this crap. Let's put the kid out there. Let's get the fans excited and let's go.
You know what Jimmy Glanville said the NFL stand for?
Not for long.
There you go, huh?
It was Jerry Glanville.
Sorry. Jimmy? Jerry yeah. Glanville of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Richie and East Islip. What's going on, Richie?
Gio.
What's up, Richie? Hey.
Good. Boomer, hi. By the way, love the male cheerleaders for the Vikings, Gio. I mean, you got to be real excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how many times people have tagged me in that whole thing. Like, every time I open up X, I see another one of those guys. One of them's name is Blaze. Is that guy?
Tim Walls is next to him doing the dance with him when he comes in and come out together.
Hey, Richie, he's worried about J.J. McCarthy. He's not worried about cheerleaders.
The guy's name is Blaze Sheik.
Go get him, Blaze.
I mean, like, go girl. No, but I mean, if that's his real name, that is unbelievable.
There's two of them. Louis
Kahn is the other one. I think I went to Bellport with a Louis Kahn. Blaze Sheik. Anyway.
So I'm calling because I see a little bit of an issue starting already with this number one pick with big mouth like Micah Parsons going right on X after he got pancaked by the Jets and calling it a cheap chip block. It was an awesome block. And then because they're deemed disciplined now, that line, and they pulverized him to the ground. He got humiliated. He goes, what does he do? He runs to X to put out there and then put down the Jets, which to me, Dable's got to get right on top of that immediately and end that, because look where the Dallas Cowboys are with that whole situation with their big mouth and his stupid show and everything else, and he's not getting paid because of other reasons, not for what he does on the field. I mean, what do you guys feel about that?
Yeah,
you know what,
Richie, this is something, admittedly, I did not see. I'm just now starting to follow.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, Abdul Carter. I just
read all about it.
Yeah,
man,
I didn't.
And Abdul, look, man, it's
Well, let me
happen.
Explain for people who don't know, because I didn't even know.
All right.
So the chip block from Stone Smart on Abdul Carter, where he just absolutely as he's trying to get up. I mean, he destroys him, and then when he tries to get up from the ground, he gets hit again. It's ugly. So Abdul Carter quote tweets the NFL's video that the NFL put out and says, might be the only highlight of the Jets all season. And we put beat their ass, maybe?
Yeah, I would say beat their ass.
And then he said, weak-ass chip.
Weak-ass chip? That ain't no weak-ass chip. That was a chip. And that's exactly what chip's supposed to look like.
He goes, weak-ass chip ate that MF like barbecue. That's what he said.
He got his ass handed to him. But that's okay. He'll get after guys. He'll make plays. But, you know, that's...
Don't you got to just take that, though? Like,
yeah, that's part of the game.
But, man. I mean, you take it, and you're like, all right, the video's out there. Use it as information. You don't say, like, that's the only highlight the Jets are going to have.
That is a 100% learning moment for Abdul Carter that, you know what, don't take anything for granted. Don't think that, you know, you're a great player. That's why they're doing it to you. If they didn't think that highly of you, they would never try to chip you like that.
Yeah,
he didn't think that was going to happen. And what's his name? Street, the tight end for the Jets?
Stone Smart.
Just absolutely executed it perfectly. Pads below, knock him on his ass, and then the tackle cleans it up. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, I mean,
loved it.
But you couldn't have loved his response on X about like
he's this generation, man. You know, got to run to X. Got to go put my feelings out there.
Yeah,
got to let everybody know what I'm thinking. Oh, by the way, Gio, did you know that NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, and you can count on. Much you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long.
Weak ass chip ate that MF like barbecue.
Huh. He got barbecued.
He certainly did.
He did. He got steamrolled. But that's okay. It happens. It's just like a quarterback in preseason, a rookie quarterback in preseason, you know, missing a blitz or getting picked off. That's part of it. That's part of the learning experience. Like, I don't think Abdul Carter had ever been manhandled like that in college. Can't imagine. I've never seen any highlights of it.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't, because leading up to the draft, all you see is the good stuff.
He got cream-pied. Ah, okay. He got smacked around for sure. But that, you know, that's part of it, Abdul. And it's, you're welcome to the NFL moment, as both, I think, Carl Banks and Phil Sims pointed out.
Phil was great. Love hearing him on those games. It was awesome. Brings me back to like the AFC Championship game days with the Patriots and Broncos stuff. You know, hearing that voice again.
But yeah.
Like, because there's like a different
mindset,
Phil.
Like a mindset.
Like Phil doing a game is like the Phil I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly.
Like, that booth Phil is like a, that's like celebrity Phil. And I hear that. I'm like, oh man, like that. I get nostalgic about it. But like real ornery. Fox feeding Phil is the Phil that I know, you know.
I mean, that's the Phil you love.
Yeah, I do love that Phil.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection
because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.